When I start planning to say the shiur, I want to say a shiur on bottle caps. It's a chilek between metal, plastic, and so on. But when I start preparing, I see I have to go through the whole union of how open cans, open bags, and so on. Alright, so first we'll discuss about opening cans. And I'll try to get to, but I don't think I'll get to the bottle caps. That'll probably be next week. Okay. There are 6 Yisurim involved. That's mentioned in Paiskim. One is opening can. And we'll explain each one. Saisam Baina. Sometimes we open a can, it could be Baina. Or you're destroying Kaylee, that's Saisa. Korea. It's a plastic bag, it could be shot from Korea. Asir's Pesach. Making opening. Mechatech. When you cut along a special way you want it open, this is a Mechatech. And Meichik, let's say if you open a bag, open a can, you tear letters, is the Issa Mechika on Shabbos. Okay, now we'll be via the first two. Mishnah says in Shabbos, that Kufman Vavim and Aleph, Shev Adam, Zachavius, Lechem, Men, and Gregus, Avachi, Ischav, and Lassus, Keli. A person allowed to break open a Chavius on Shabbos to eat the Gregus. Inside with Gregus, as long as you have a Chavin, to make a keli out of this chavius that you're opening. That's what Mishnah says. The chaya, the Rishonim asked the kasha, why isn't the issa when you break open a chavius? Why is the issa shaita the keli? You're baking a pot of keli. You had a full keli here. Now you're opening. You're baking a keli. So the machaikus Rishonim in the Teretz to answer this kasha. Rashi says. And Shabbos, Sech to Shabbos, Sech from Zayin and Aleph, he says that the reason is, because Ein Binyan Stir B'Kelem. We Paskin, Machoikos said we hold Binyan Stir B'Kelem, we Paskin, there's no Binyan Stir on Kelem, and it's Mutter to open the Chathil on Shabbos. And same like this Paskin is the Gra, Ladina, in Simen Shini Dalet, Sif Aleph, and the Mishnevuah brings it, and Mishnevuah, there in Sif Kot Zayin, brings down this Gra. However, places over here in the heart, in Kufman involvement in Aleph, Taisus argues, and he says the Mishnah is talking about a chavis gerua that's made. It's put together by a number of pieces of a cheres, and you stick it together. It's called a lashon chazal. Gemara calls it mustaki. That it's an old keli. It's something that you throw away. It's a second class type of keli, and you only use it. You only make temporary, keep food in there, and then after you throw it out afterwards. So machmas geyusa, you're not chai tala. So maybe you don't save it. You throw it out right afterwards. So maybe it's not a maisa chashav stira. But it's a klishlema, it's a complete keli, not a keli that's put together with shiva cheres. Then according to the taisis, it is also then. And even though taisis says in Shabbos, in a different place, he paskins yesh binyan stira kelem, that's when there's a binyan and stira with a chashiv's kli. But not by Kli Gerua. So, and this is the Shitan Machaba in Simen Shin Yudalit Sefalef. So it's Machaikis, Ladina is Machaikis between Machaba and Gerua. Okay. Alright. In the Rechainim, there's a whole term about it, but since I don't have enough time for it, there's a lot to say. So I'm going to mention the contemporary Paiskim that discuss it. The Chazainish in two places. Chazainish is Simen and Aleph Sifkan Yudalif, and also Samachalif Sifkan Nunalif. Nunalif. Sifkan Yeralov, and also in Samachal Sifkan Beis, he says when you open a kli on Shabbos, there's Issa Baina. If you open it, even as Das is thrown away, and you're not going to be Shtamish afterwards, you're still Asa. He holds it completely Asa. And in the Shtikl Bechazenish, he says 4 reasons why it's Asa. One, he says, because if we allow you to open a kin on Shabbos, even if Kavanah to throw it afterwards, still with Geiser, maybe you might open a can and you might want to use it a different time. Even though today, the Chazonish might be Maida, that's not Shakhtar because people throw it all afterwards, but that's what he writes. That's one time he writes. The second reason the Chazonish writes, that maybe he won't clean out the Kaylee right away, and he wants to use it the way it is. So, if you open up a Kaylee, and then you use it eating from the can itself. So you mishtamish from the thing itself, so you make a keli. Therefore, it's asa. The second reason why it's asa. The third reason says asa even if that is asked to throw it out right away, so we're not mischashu v'daitai, and he soon made a ma'isa. He said a ma'isa the kli on Shabbos. The fourth reason he says, in his das to throw away, so is the issa tolpid, because the issa of saisa. And God had the same svar of saisa to Tehila David, in Shun Yudal, and the Sifkon and Bezis, is also opening Kina Shabbos, issa of saisa. However, the Chazenish, when he mentioned the fourth reason, he says the svar maybe is not saisa. There's no saisa, because the kli, he says, because the kli, is kula sustan from all sides. When you open it, it's not saisa, it's only shayla from baina. That's the chazaynish also. Maybe according to chazaynish, you're not allowed to open any cans whatsoever on Shabbos. There's no heter whatsoever. Even you plant the swahad afterwards, now I'll open the can. Pash this. One second. I just started.
I understand, but you're equating cans and kli.
Let me spin. Yeah, we'll get to it. I'm going to have it. If I still have a kasha in another 5 minutes, you ask me, okay? If Shlomo Zalman, quoting Shmishab Sechasai in Perek Tes of Gimel, he says, you're allowed to open all cans and bags, yet normally after you finish them, you throw it out afterwards. And then in the bottom of Shmishab, we usually, Shlomo Zalman speaks out what he means, and then Sifkatan Yud, Yeralef, and Sifkatan Zayin, he says, the Hatam reason is, since normally it's logo, so everyone throws out right away the bag, or the can, they throw right into the garbage. So, Mustava, it's Sira Chosh Ekli Ru'ua. And it says, it's been like Chodesh or Mustaki, which the Gemara says, there's no Isabini on it. And even if you open the can with a can opener, we're not Chosheish, then maybe he might make a Pesach Yafa. The reason, even though it's a nice opening when you use a can opener, you don't care it's open, you just need a can opener to get into the food. So it's very easy to use a can opener, because you start hacking away against it, it'll take a long time. It goes a lot quicker if you use a can opener. So using it as convenience, not because you're mechamed to make a Pesach Yafa. And he says, even though the Mishavur speaks out, and Simon Shin Yudalit, Sifkat and Ches, you know how to break or make a hole in Klisholim, that's in the olden times, he says, this is what Shlomo Zalman says, the Mishavur is talking, only in his time, they used to use the can again. After Finyad, we used the can. But today, Bizman Azeh, they're all good to throw it out right away to the garbage. No one saves the can for anything. And therefore, the Mako to either to break it when you open the can, when it does this, to throw it out immediately afterwards. And you take out the Michael, and you take out the Michael. However, if it's das, it's an astonish of the Kli afterwards, then the Kulam is fancy, we use the Kli, then Kulama, Asa, then you're not allowed to open it on, you're not allowed to open it on Shabbos, if you're prepared to save the can. I remember when I was young, my mother used to, can used to cook eggs. Oftentimes the woman used to cook eggs in the can, that they used to cook eggs, a single egg. Because in case they found a blue scarf, they used to, the can used to come trace. So the Dafka didn't use a regular pot. They used to have kids. I'm sure the old timers here remember it. There's such a thing.
What happened to that?
Huh? What happened to the kids? What happened to cooking the eggs? What happened? The reason today is the Samech and Shufa and Moshe, like the Moshe says, that the Sasha Dara. Today, I'm always to be the eggs were, you used to have in the same chicken coop, you used to have male and female, plus other chickens there. So you don't know which eggs, so male used to be mocked. Today, the farms are so sophisticated today, that you have a farm that has eggs, you won't even find a rooster there. You probably won't find a rooster there. So Mela, so there's only, it's we know Safnahara does not make the Kali also. In fact, we once mentioned, I think we mentioned in the Shir, that if you find even a bloodstock in an egg, some sheep is always just take out the blood, and that's it. You don't throw out the whole egg. Today, we might like to throw out the whole egg, because eggs are very cheap today. So maybe you throw out the egg. But Mikadin,
Well, Maisa,
we look. We're not going to Amor, we look. Should look. All right.
So when you say emptying out the can, you mean it at one time, or if you open the can...
We'll get to that. Okay. All right. That's Negei cans. Negeia bags of Shlomo Zalman and the Shmishabis and Perek Tes and Sif Katan Yir Aleph, he speaks out, since you have to mechaven, when you open a bag, you have to mechaven Pesach Yafah. So it says you should not, you know what I mean, what you do is you open a bag, you pull from the top, and that's a Pesach Yafah. So maybe he says that a chatchila, you should not open where the, normally when you widen it, you should cut into the bag, and the goof in the bag itself. And also, you should make careful not to cut also if the bag has ices on it, then you should not cut with, you shouldn't bake any letters, because it's a meichik. However, he writes in another place, instead of cutting your test, that if it's a plastic bag, that's what he writes, they should not open, widen it only by a regular bag. But if it's a plastic bag, then he says you can open it on the top, because there it's made special, very easy to open up. You can open it, it's like a special line over there, makes it easy for you to open. So Mela, since they make the dafka to make it easy to open, it's not called Issa Kareya, because it's under the part. And he says, and the reason why they, so why they keep it closed b'chlal? Because they want to keep it still fresh. But the Mika Adin, it's made easy to open. There's a plastic bag, it's very easy to open, and therefore you can open on opening. But in a bag, better not tear open from the top. You should just make a hole in the bag and take out the food then. Alright. Ramasha in the tshuva, in our Chaim Chaykal Simon Kuchav days, he paskins like Shlomo Zalman Adina. And in Anaf Yud, he has a real long tshuva on it, and in Anaf Yud, he ends up, calls it his Medina. It's Medina. However, you should not be matter, even though Medina, it's okay, but you should not matter, since Bnei Teram, you should not be matter. Why? Because Bnei Teram, Watim, Rasena Rabim, and people come to make them more. And same thing, writes again another tshuva, in Chemkav, for Chaim, says Simon Saragimel, he says, Chen Yeshua Lamaisa. But in the whole tshuva, the whole tshuva, Kuchav Beis, in our Chaim, Raisus claw he holds Medina exactly like Shlomo Zalman. Same source of Shlomo Zalman. Just he says Medina, your person should not do it. You should not do it. However, so it comes out we have Machlokes Chazonish and Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. However, even according to Chazonish, the Shlomo Zalman writes, and also Michas Yitzchak writes in Chazal Simon Pei Beis Shalom Zayin. And same thing, the stipler in Eichas Rabbeinu, in Chedekals, in Chashab's Eich Kuf Pei Beis, they hold that if you make a hole in the bottom of the keli, or you tear the bag from the side, you can't use the bag at all, and then after you open the top, on top, or you open the sack, or you open it, you make a hole on the side, and plus you open the top, even if it's daikam, even according to them, it'll be mutter to open on Shabbos. Because now we're ready to use the keli, even according to Chazonish, you can't use the can, it's a hole on the bottom. Even when it's a storage, you won't use the storage because it's a hole on the bottom. Even the Chazanish, we might that's what the Shlomo Zalman says in the Chazanish. Even the we'll see soon, I want to agree to that. But even the Chazanish holds that it's not the Shemesh, so maybe even the Chazanish will be Maida. And he also writes in Sifkat Yitches that the Shlomo Zalman says it's Dama, so like they're attacking like Klippus Agazim. When you make a nut, you crack a nut. You back crack the nut, you take off the shell to get to the food inside. So can is like cracking a nut. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes in a number of places. Opening a can is like to get to the food, it's like cracking a nut. So Mela, it's like cracking a nut, so Mela, just like you crack a nut, Mutter Chatzkiwan Shabbos, no one says it's Saisa or whatever it is. So who has been here also, it's like cracking and it's done to Shvius our Eggers, and even according to Oshitas Amachma, the necklace, you make a hole on the bottom of the keli, and on the top of the keli, if you do it in such a way, it's okay. And if Shlomo Zalman adds on in Sifkan Chav, that's not Shaykh Isra Baina, since he already made a kilk on the keli because he made a hole in the bottom of the keli. Or he tore the sack on the side. Or he made naked on the side. So it's not considered a more Baina Saisa. And Vadai, and this item is still like Mustaki, and Frat, according to Shita Sagra, for sure it's okay if they're doing like a Kli Ra'ura, and later you're allowed to open the Chatzchila on Shabbos. let me just finish. And the Shmish Shabbos speaks out further, that's one answer. One answer is to, that's the Eruv Mimayda. If you make a hole in the bottom of Keli, and then you empty it out. Another answer is that even according to Shita Zarasa, if I open the Kli, even if I don't make a hole on the bottom, but I empty it out immediately, and therefore they throw it out, throw it straight into the garbage. It seems to him that Shlomo Zalman holds everyone will be murdered. It could be even held the Chazon Ish is murdered. In the Sefer Pnina Amor, that has a whole shtickle on this whole Indian, has their letters from Shlomo Zalman. And he put in the Sefer letters that he wrote the Shaios of Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman answered him. So in Michtav Lamed Vav, in Pnina Amor Chere Gimel, in Michtav Lamed Vav, Oiz Gimel, he brings out from Shlomo Zalman, even if it's daitai, if to use a bag afterwards, then it's also to open, even if you make a nekiv on the bottom. Because if this person is using it, must be putting big pieces in there as to use the can. So if I open the can, make on the bottom, goes mutter, according to Shita Zimlo, it's also. But if I, some way I make use of this keli afterwards, even if I make a nekiv on the bottom, but I'm going to make use of the keli afterwards, then it's also to open the can on Shabbos. And the same thing he speaks about again from the Zalman in Perikles Sifkot and Chav Gimel. So it comes out that there are three shitas, there are three of fine high kilt in the kli on Shabbos. If I make a nekim on the bottom of keli, and after I open the kli, then it's mutta kamat to everybody. Kamat. We'll see why it's kamat. But everybody holds it's mutta to open the keli then, on Shabbos. And then if you open it and you empty it out into another kli right away, also kamat, all parts to hold, it's okay. And then there's a third shita. If I open it, even though I empty out right away, but after I finish emptying out, let's say I open a can of tuna fish, and I eat directly out of a can of tuna fish, I don't empty another bowl. I eat directly from the keli. It's a machlokes apaiskim. As long as I plan afterwards, I plan to throw out the can afterwards. It's a machlokes apaiskim, and the motion of Shem Zalman holds it's okay. The reason why I say kamat, because there's a in the Sefer Ocha Shabbos in Chelek Aleph Perek Bei Sipkat Ches. He brings down that he heard from Rav Nissen Karelitz. So this guy says, all three eighths, according to Chazon Ish, all three eighths are asa. Even if I make a hole in the bottom, I throw it out. Why? He explains, this is the reason he says why it's asa. Because since this bag is close from all sides, it's close from all sides. A regular can, it's close from all sides. You can't open it at all. So when I open it, even I make a nefesh kosher hole, that's already a pesach in the can already. So even to make the first hole of the keli, even the bottom of the keli, the first hole of Mr. Kerelitz is also. So Mela, according to Mr. Kerelitz, all the three eighths you're not allowed to. According to him, you can't open any cans, according to him, according to Chazon Ish, you can't open any can on Shabbos. There's no hetter whatsoever. But the most consensus most price game is you're allowed to open on Shabbos. And at the end of the year, we'll bring down shittas at home, that this is a chatzir to open. But the bigger the chatzir is, to open everything before Shabbos. Make sure you open all bags, all cans before Shabbos, to avoid machlokes apaiskim. That's the consensus of everybody. They should open before Shabbos. The whole shmuz we're talking about is on Shabbos, you realize you didn't open a can, you forgot to open a can, now Shabbos can't open a can. Or let's say even a bottle of soda, we'll talk later about caps of the soda. Better open before Shabbos. But if you didn't open it, that's what the whole shmuz is talking about.
What?
A can of soda that takes you a day to finish.
We're not talking about cancer soda. Cancer soda will get to soon. Okay? Cancer soda is a whole different shiver because you drink from the can. So it's a little different. Yeah, what?
Not open for a nut as puffers, right?
What do you mean? To open a nut? No, it's diamond. It's diamond. It's compared like a nut. You don't think about it. Wherever you break it, you break it. As long as you get the food out. So we look at a bag also the same way. We look at the bag the same way. It's the same way because you just want to get it. The bag is just to hold the food. Yeah. You can't go. You go to the store. You want to buy a bag of potato chips. You say, "I want a pound of potato chips." And you put this. Open your hand. I put the potato in your hand. It doesn't work that way. That's to put in the closed bag. That's to stay fresh for a while. And even some bags even have such a way to close it afterwards if you want to keep the freshness. Yeah.
According to Chazon Ish, even I understand the tuna fish cans, but let's say the sardine cans that are already made to open up there.
Like your roll, what you mean?
Not even the roll. Forget the roll. Now they have with the tab.
Still not allowed to.
That it's made.
Doesn't make a difference because you might save it afterwards, and therefore it's also. All kinds of also. Period. Yes.
The roll didn't touch on the fact about nothing other about glue and the bags. If you were.
We'll get this. That's down on the road. Okay. Remember, we mentioned 60 serum.
But that wasn't mentioned. That's
what. Huh? We'll talk about it. Okay. All right. All right. Alright. Any other questions? A few other questions. No more questions. Okay, good. That's why it's good to wait. You won't have questions if you wait till I finish off the whole thing. Yes? We'll get to Pringles. We'll get to that. Alright? No, Pringles is different. Pringles is different.
Huh?
A Pringle has a plastic cover on top, and then you peel it off.
That's what the sardine cans have today. They have just like a piece of tinfoil on it. They don't have a heavy metal.
It's not metal anymore?
No.
No, I'm talking with metal. Okay. The next Shaila. Remember, we mentioned at the beginning of the share, there's 60 serum that can be involved in opening cans on Shabbos. 60 pseudorices. We mentioned Baina and Saisa. We mentioned Kareya. We mentioned Sias HaPesach. Yes, Issa Mechatech and Issa Meichet. Okay, now we'll talk about the Issa Kareya. The Chazaynish in Sermon Nun Aleph, Sifkat Yigimel says, there's no Issa Kareya. Might be other Issaim, but there's no Issa Kareya. Because the Issa is only if it's Kavana when you turn your Keli. But if it's Kavana, it's Issa. It's to take out the food. It does on the chal, it says the chiddush. It's not chal, it's shein kareya. And it's done to make like nuts, like a geizim. That you all crack open a nut, take out the food. The ikka is what's inside the nut, not the peel. So also, there's no risk in the kriya. If you peel open a bag on Shabbos, there's no risk of kareya. It could be other sum. But there's no risk of kareya. According to this, you can revive the Mishabur brings down in Sifkan Ravhei, it's shin yudalat. Sifkan Ravhei, he brings down a tesefta. The Sefta says, whichever one defends the Sefta, and anyone who talks about the city of open cans and so on, always bring down the Sefta. The Mishmur quotes it. In Sifkat in Chafei, he says, Murta lekoy erap yachod shayayin. Let's say you have a bottle of wine. So not to come yayin nesach, so what people do is on the cap, they put a piece of plastic around it, on the grape juices and on the wine, it's a plastic around it, so the din is you're allowed to tear open that plastic. Aye, how can you tear it off on Shabbos? This is a Kareya. Everyone opens it, they open the bottle, no one thinks twice about it. What do you do with this to Kareya? So the Mishmur quotes it to Sefta, it says, Mortem Mekoy Arap Yichod Shayayin. Avashi Yichayin Lass Yizinik. As long as you don't like a Mazav, a funnel. Same thing. So, the Chaya, okay, you're allowed to do it, as long as you don't make a spout. However, what do you do with this to Kareya? How can you tear it? And the Bialocha, Sinna Shemem, Sivik Gimel Bing Zani Shami says, that it's a Kareya by iris. So not only by paper, but if it's made from iris or whatever, it's a thick paper, whatever it is, there's no issa of Kareya. There's issa Kareya then also. So what's that to taking the plastics off the bottles? But according to here we're saying, because since it's all Kavana of tearing is only, I'm not to get in the food that's inside the Chodesh of Yayin. So Leila, it's still like Kripei Geizem, and like the Chazanish explained. So Leila, according to that, there's no reason to Kareya. Because Kareya is only, if you want a purpose, you set in the paper, you want to use it. But here's only the tachas to get inside. So it's like Kripei Geizem, and Leila, there's no reason to Kareya. If Shlomo Zalman, in the Shmir Shabbos, the Chasai, in Perek Tes, Yukon Yalf, he says, it's a little bit different than the Chazanish. He says, the reason there's no issa kareya. Why? He says Yedua. There's a famous Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Siman Shemem Sif Yizayin says that when it's good, there's no issa. If I take a piece of paper and I tear it in half, there's no issa kareya. Here, paper and iron, no issa derisive kareya. Because why? Because all one shtickle. And even though Rav Paiske the Bialocha, if Rav Paiske argue on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, like the Bialocha speaks out. In Siman Shemem, Sifri Gimel, he brings down, and they hold that the Kriya, that if I tear a piece of paper, but if I tear paper to a certain size, I might be, because I need that piece of paper, there's a Kriya in Atayah. Many places come out on Shulchan Aruch Rav, and also there are many Rishonim that hold that even that Kriya is for Tikkun, that's not us in Atayah, only Amnas Mitzvah. And also, the Shittas that hold even the Chok on Shulchan Aruch Rav, Zavdin Nezik speaks out in the Tshuva, and our chayim simen kuf pei vav, they not chayim only if we are all going to be typhus, if I saw it afterwards. But if I'm not going to saw it afterwards, I'm not having a Torah. So here says the Shem Zalman, since everything is bottled to the Eichel, so it's like klipei geizim, and even and he had the Shulchan Aruch, we are going to Shulchan Aruch Rav, but here we can use the Shulchan Aruch Smith, that since you're not, since everything, since you're not using the paper for a purpose, you're doing it just to get bottle to the Eichel, so in Meila, it's like Klippe HaGoyzen, and there's no Issa Kareya on Shabbos. So in Meila, Rav Shlomo Zalman here done, so let's say you have on Shabbos, you have Kishka. So normally when they serve Kishka, they have it with the plastic on it, around the Kishka. So he says you can tear the Kishka paper, even though you don't want to tear all the paper, you just turn, let's say you have a big roll of Kishka, you just want one piece of Kishka. So you're careful not to tear any rest of it, but if you want to tear the plastic over the Kishka, you're allowed to on Shabbos as long as you don't tear any letters, because that's been like Klippe HaGoyzim. Okay, so therefore, we explain right now, there's no issa of Baina Saisa, there's no issa of Kareya. What do you do with the issa of a Sias Pesach? We mentioned the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Shabbos Kufin Rav says, Shai Adam Asachavius, Lechom, and many greatest, or Vashra Iskav and Lashis Kli, as long as you don't make a Keli on Shabbos. So Rashi speaks out, or Bavad, Shai Iskav and Lashis Kli, he says, Lenekfe Yafa for Pesach, to make a nice opening. You know, even to take out, if you bake a Keli, to get the food inside his mutter, but if I'm a Chavah and Pesach Yafa, then it's also out, However, the Rambam, there's Issa Sias Pesach. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Pegiach HaTazayin says that someone's in Schavin to make a nice opening, he's either out Smakka Patish. So Shai is Sias Kli or Smakka Patish. The Gemara over there in Daskus Mimrov, Binza Machlaikis, if you make a Pesach, Lahachlus Haitzi. If it's Lahachlus Haitzi, not Machlaikis, Kulam agrees to it. That's Lahachlus Haitzi, then it's awesome in Atayra. If I make an opening to Kavan to Machs and Maitzi, it's awesome in Atayra. But if I make an opening, Lachs Zoya Haitzi, or Lachs Zoya Achnes, awesome in Adbonim. It's awesome in Adbonim. So the price can speak out. What's the Eitzah? Not to be heard by Israel or Sis Pesach. When a person opens a Keli, he has to have in mind that he's not making a Pesach Noah. The Ikka Kavana is to take out the food that he needs. And he's just opening, it's only a Chetusa to get to the food, to get to the Eichlem. If my main kavanah is not to make a nice opening, my kavanah is just I want to get to the food. Just have to use a can opener to get to the food. If I attempt to get to the food, then there's no issa of a Sias Pesach. That is case of Sias Pesach. Now let's talk about this mechadich. And this mechadich, please don't jump on me until I finish it, because I'm going to say kama chadushim over here. Right. Some person want to say when you open a can. You open a can. With can opener, there is a mechatech. Or you open a bag, and the place says, here, open over here, you open on that side, you are the issa of mechatech. The Sefer, in Aruch HaShabbos, in Perek Yudalef, Sifkon Samech Aleph, the same thing, he brings down from the Yashiv that says, he talks about, are you allowed to open flip-top cans? The back of a can, 12-ounce cans of soda, or pop, whatever you call it, to open it, if you're allowed to use the flip-top cans. Because you normally drink from it, and after no one says that can, you throw it to the garbage. So he says, he heard from Yashiv. The guy of Shashiv opening Keli, he's not sure if it's us or not. Because since it's only made for one time use, so there's not borrowed this issue of opening Keli. He's not sure about the Allah Almighty, it's got to be that. However, he says, and he can't say the swab of the Achrenim, like he's calling means of Shem Zalman or Moshe, no one has in a Mustaki. Because for the Gemara in Be'at, the Flamagim of Bashua, even by Mustaki, there's Issa of Sias Kli. And there's Machlokes and Rashi Tais over there, if it's Issa Tzai or not. However, there's Issa Mechatech. Because since I use the flip top, I open, I'm cutting along a certain line, and therefore, it is Issa to open up a can, flip top can, on Shabbos, Issa Mechatech. The Sefer Pnina Mor, in Chelek Beis, in the Mechtavim, from Shem Zalman, and Mishnah Chav Gimel, and Sifkan Bimizan also, the same thing, he heard also, same thing from Rabbi Yashiv, same thing. that you cannot open a can, a flip-top can on Shabbos, because it's a mechatech. And also, in the Sefer Tinaimor, in Michtav from Shlom Zalman, in Chelek Aleph, Michtav Shlom Zalman, in Michtav Ches, Ois Beis, in Michtav Yud Ches, Ois Gimel, he brings down the coin of Chazonish, you're not allowed to open a flip-top can, because the Pesach Nahachas Oiti, and can be shadowed from a Doraisa. That's what he quotes, that's what he holds. So he quotes from the Asher, it's a mechatech, and Kohen Chazonish is of Baina, of Mahachas Ohaiti. However, in the Tshuva, Mechashleima disagrees. Mechashleima is in Chelik Beis, Simen Yud Beis. I remember a few times when there was a whole, I don't know, family feud, whatever it is, but the Shleima Zalman, Mechashleima, the first Mechashleima was Pitta Shleima Zalman himself. The second print, the print after Yerichayev, it's called the red print and the black print. The red print was printed by a nephew, and he put in certain shuvahs, which the family would not mask him to put in, or they didn't know about it. And the black one, that's printed by the children in Einiklach. That's, that, and there, the number of shuvahs that are taken out, the number of shuvahs that are on, whatever, it's a little different. Huh? I have both. Yeah. Because I remember, I once had a shaila, a serious shaila, and a shaila of Ezra, and then I looked in the red print, it's there. I went close to the red print. Later on, a few years later, came out the black print. And I looked, I wanted to look it up again. So by mistake, I took out not the red one, I took the black one. It's not in there. So I called up one in Enoch, like, what's going on here? Why did you take out the tshuva? So they told me that the reason they took it out, because they felt it from Zalman, Seif Yomov, had a shtik achalata from the psak. So that's why it's printed in one, it's not printed in the other. Okay. So anyway, so in the red one, it's Chayi Beis, Simon Beis, Eis Aleph, and the black one, Simulam Beis, Eis Gimel. And he argues, he holds that since it's Mishtamish, with this clear only one time, when you use these futat cans, only drink once from it, and afterwards, after you throw it out, so it's not Siddur Kli Bifnei Atzma. It's not Siddur Kli Bifnei Atzma. Just it's tuffel to the mashke that's inside. And it's like Chayis Lashat Tumarim, and Kli Bifnei Atzma. So in Leila, there's no Issa, the Shlom Zalman holds, there's no Issa of Mechatech. And same thing, Shlom Zalman says again, the newer print of Shlom Zalman, this came out now, came out the new Shmishav Sechavar, Kechotar, and Perktesif, and Allah says the same thing also. That a flip that can, you're allowed to open Lechatchila on Shabbos, because it's made to throw away afterwards, it's no different than Kripa Geizen, that's okay.
What about Lechatchila?
Huh?
What about the concept of
Hachnos? You don't care, you just want to drink it. You don't care about Hachnos.
I like the Chazanish,
right. Chazanish, you can't open any cans, including flip tops. You can't open any of them. Yes? Where?
On the bottom of the tree.
Yeah?
And then open up the top.
So that's the Machlokes. So Shlomo Zalman says that the Chazayin should be Maida. However, Mr. Krell says it won't help then.
Why? What's the use of making a Mashu who care about all?
Because you're making a Nekav. Even the Stam of Pesach, you're not allowed to. Why are you opening the hole? Because you want to be Machas or Maita, either or.
You
don't
want to be able to hold anything in there afterwards.
Huh?
You don't want to be able to hold any liquid in there afterwards.
But what are you going
to
do with the can? Why you make a hole? Why you make a hole?
Okay. Be able to
so he holds it doesn't help because as soon as I make this small hole, I make a binder ready. It's very binder ready.
Even though
I tell you not, it's still binder.
Yeah,
do
you make it at the same time?
Huh?
Make the hole.
Doesn't make it. You should make the hole first on the bottom first, and then after it's open the top.
Can I make the hole for both at the same time?
Is it possible to do it both at one time?
Yeah.
Vice says you should first make the hole on the bottom first. Huh? You should make on the bottom first, and this is open the top, because once you make the bottom, it shows you're not keeping Shem Kaili. So I would say you shouldn't make it at one time. You should first make the one on the bottom first, and this was the top one. Correct. Correct. That's all right. Yeah? All right. What? According to Mr. Krauss. According to other people learning in the Chazanish, that if you empty out right, it will make a hole in the bottom, you throw out right away, even the Chazanish might be murder. Okay? Alright.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Are we just talking about cans?
you're constantly using the word kli simultaneously.
Okay, what
with cans.
Yeah, same thing. Make a hole in the bottom.
And you
could
hold it in there? It has to be,
best thing is to open up a big bag, you empty it in another bowl, and that's it throughout the bag. That's the Yotzer Kaman, all that except Chazaynish. According to Mr. Kralitz.
Mayonnaise jars where it clicks open, and you're not going to spill out all the mayonnaise out of the hole.
What do you mean, the jar?
The jar, you open up the cap, and it's got plastic
rings.
We're not talking about that. We're not talking about it. We'll get to it. We're not talking about leaving a ring on something. Open a bottle and leave a ring on a bottle. We're not discussing it that now. That's a different schmutz by itself. Okay?
Is there anything you can't open on Shabbos?
No. Zero. Right. According to Mr. Karev, you can't open any cans. You have to open everything before Shabbos. Okay? What's so scary? You have a refrigerator today. Why can't you open before Shabbos?
Not everyone thinks ahead. A wife's got 1,000 things to do. A man doesn't want to start off with the wife.
That you have to go to the women's classes. All right.
Opening a box of cereal. You have two tables.
Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to that. All right. Right now. No, you can't. No. Okay. All right. All right. So now, in that tshuva, in the Mikra Shlaima, in the red Mikra Shlaima's Eis Gimel, in the red Mikra Shlaima's, he says there's no Issa Mechatech. He says there's no Issa Mechatech, and somehow we're talking about the. And Shlomo is talking about the Issa, you're throwing out right away, so it's tough with the Mashke, so Mela, the can is next to the Keli. So Shlomo Zalman says over there, that just like there's no Issa of Sakita Gazim, so Mela, there won't be Issa Mechatech also. That's one story he says. Another reason he says, Shlomo Zalman says, there's no Issa Mechatech, that if the one who opens it, it doesn't have Kavana, there should be a nice opening, or it should be a certain size. Even though you go along a perfect, when you open a flip top can, you go along a special perforation, so it makes it easy to cut. You don't care how big it is, small, big, as long as you can drink. If it's bigger, smaller, you don't care. As long as you can drink and have your arm high over here, that's amazing what you want. So you don't care about the size so much. So maybe because you want to be able to drink it easily, it should come out, it should flow easily out. So maybe. He holds there's no Issa Mechatech. Because you don't care about the size, exact measurement. When is Issa Mechatech? When you want exact measurement. Let's say, a case that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say someone is a carpenter. He wants to, say, make a stender or a table. So he makes a line along a piece of wood, and he wants to go to be able to cut along there. So, when he's cutting, when he makes the line there, then he's doing a special meter, so he should be able to cut. Then there's Issa, because when he cuts, you want to cut exactly, because you cut a little bit one way or the other way, it's not going to, you want to build a table stand, it's not going to work. So therefore, you mechaven exactly from midah. However, if you want to cut, but let's say, but if you hit by a can of soda, you don't care if the midah, you just want to be able to drink. Just put a perfect line to make it easy to open, because they don't want you to run always and get a can open, because you won't open the soda then. But if it makes it easy, you can open it right away as soon as you buy it, that makes it easier. So maybe there's no issa of mechatech. And the same thing speaks out, in the Prima Amor, in Chedekalov, in Nechtom from Shlomo Zalman, in Mechtav Ches, Ois Beis, and Mechtav Yud Ches, Ois Gimel. Yes. So Mela, there's no Issa or Mechatech then. So also when I open a can on Shabbos, or I open a bag on Shabbos, I want to get the food. So to say there's Issa Mechatech, then no, it's no Issa Mechatech. That's next thing, it's all toilet paper. One second, that's next. The same shayla is by toilet paper. Okay? If Shlomo Zalman in Eis Aleph, over there in the, it creates a shayla by someone's in the Sufik, over there in the Mincha Shlomo. there's mesupik maybe toilet paper along the perforated lines. If there's small, the small holes over there, what's called preparation. Are you cut on that? If you're beside this Korea, are you either some machatech? He said, when you tear paper, toilet paper on Shabbos, besides this Korea, when you tear it, you're not medayik, your shadaf could be on along the preferred line, don't care so much. And he says, over there he says, in the tshuva he says, mestava. Mestava is noris a machatech. Because it says, mestava is noris a machatech. The same thing he speaks again in the tshuva in Cheshleima in Oitei. However, in the tikkunim and lulim, in the third volume of Shmir Shabbos, and the Shmir Shabbos in Perichov Gimel Sitzkot in the Hay, he says, vadai. There's no Esther Mechatech. For sure, there's no Esther Mechatech.
Unlike the
Mishnah Berurah. 1 second. We'll get to the second. And the same thing speaks out to Pesimim Amor Cherbeis in Lichtav from Shlom Zalman. He brings down the same thing holds to Besor Yanka Fisher. There's no Esther Mechatech. And the same thing then speaks out to Shmir Shabbos Kochosoy in Perek Tesef Kot Laman Aleph that there's no Esther of Mechatech. There's a riot to Shlom Zalman from Mishnah Berurah. That's what you said. Mishnah Berurah, Abba. The Mishnah Berurah and Shemem Sif Cotton Mem Aleph. The Mechaber writes out in the Sif Yud Gimel, you know to your paper and Kerin and Yor, the Neshem Sain Keri. You know to your paper on Shabbos, because it's Sain Keri, it's paper for a useful purpose. So Mishnah Berurah inside speaks out, Umayri, Shem Makba Amidah, talking about Makba on a certain size. Yilav Hochi, Yesh Yisra, Gamlis and Mechatas. There's also some Mechatas, if you Mechaber a measurement. And then after the Mishnah Berurah writes like this, let's say he tears toilet paper to Mekarech himself, or Ezra Tashacha. Let's say he tears, let's say, from a, they have a bunch of papers, you know, have like they have in an airport on a roll, they have paper on a roll. So he tears part of the paper to clean up, or Ezra Tashacha, clean something off, dirt, something still on the floor. You have a roll of paper, you tear something off, you're Chayav Mishum Kareya. Shere Kareya Masasakin. He's Chayav Al Kareya Masasakin. So it says, Tashacha Nesha Kasha, in Kuf Mem Hei, Sifkon Hei, what happened about Mechatech? The line before he said, by paper, if you Mechatech for Mida, you are this Mechatech. And here by the toilet paper, by this paper, you want, you say, you want to clean some of a roll of paper, tear up, he says, you are this Kareya. He doesn't mention a word about this of Mechatech. That's what says the Shechonis. How come he doesn't speak it out? So he says, because then is, the Mishmur holds, by toilet paper, or by other paper, there's no this Mechatech. Because you're not marked by a certain measurement. It's only a kriyam masasakin. It's only shadow from kriyam masasakin. The chatech is not. And so mighty have a right brewer from this mishnah brewer like a pshon zalman. In the pshon zalman, 1 second. Let me finish. In the pshon zalman, in chelik beis, in the mechtavim of pshon zalman, in simchav gimel Isaiah, and also in sifkon pei brings out by Yasha holds. So if you tear toilet paper along a perforated line, you have a mechatech. We should toss it. Like you said just before, by Kenapata, by the foot top can. He holds it's a mechatech because it makes it easier. So here also, he asks, we should toss it. Tear toilet paper, you tear it on the perforated line. Why? Because it makes it easier. It's easier to tear. So man, it's just like by a foot top can, it makes it easier to drink. But you want it that way, so there is a mechatech, and you find another machlokes by something else also. Marshal, there are certain cases of mutter chatchila. For instance, let's say you have a cottage cheese. So normally it has a cover on top. What's it made from? Plastic, I think, the cover. And then after you have like a did you roll it? Did you tear off?
Plastic
film. It's called
film.
The seal, right? The seal. So, you have it on that, you have it on leaven, you have it on coffee, you have it on Pringles. So you take off the cover and then you peel it off. You peel off sometimes aluminum, sometimes made from plastic. You want to get the food under it. So, zecha, that's 100% mutter to open on Shabbos. A kuri hammer. Everyone agrees to that. Even Chazenish will agree to that. Okay? One second, let me finish. It's diamond, it's a sefer, we quoted before. Mishabur and Shinidal, Tzivkon Chavdalad, you're allowed to tear or up your chodesh. Let's say you have a bottle of wine, and you want to get to the wine that's in the bottle, and you have a plastic covering as long as you don't tear lettuce, you're allowed to tear off on Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference how you tear, when you peel it off. When you peel off this plastic from the cottage cheese, let me finish. From the cottage cheese, it doesn't make a difference if you tear off all in one shot, but sometimes it doesn't go well. You tear it a number of times. It doesn't make a difference. It's all okay. As long as there's no pictures there, there's no icy stairs. And same thing speaks out of Shlom Zalman in the Marah Shabbos, in Cheder Beis, in Mechtavim, of Shlom Zalman, Lam Beis, Ois Zayin, and in Cheder Gimel, Mechtav Lamed, Lamed Hei, Ois Aleph, and Dalet. However, there are other types of foods that you run into the Shiva. Let's say you have icicles. You have icicles. You buy an icicle, so sometimes they come... Freeze pops. They're not called icicles anymore?
No.
Okay.
From the gutter.
Okay. So, freeze pops. Okay, you have freeze pops. They're freeze pops. So they're stuck one to another. So Shiva, can I open on Shabbos or not? So it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. It's mut on Shabbos, it's separate on Shabbos or not. The Orach Shabbos in Chayakal, Simen, Perik Yedei, Sivkon, Chafei, Bingzam, from a Yashiv, that's also to separate on Shabbos. Besides this is a Makapatish, there's also this is a Machatech. Since he wants Dafka, that these feast pops on Shabbos, and he wants to tear it wants to tear, it should be straight to tear, so in Meirah, there's this is a Machatech. However, he could, the Orach Shabbos quotes of Shalom Zalman Agus, the Hill from Shalom Zalman Tzmuta. There's no Issa Makapatish, because everything's finished already in the, what they make, what they manufacture it. However, it's only the Shaila of Mechatech. He says they make it dafki easy to tear in such a place. There's no Makapatish, and Gav Issa Mechatech, he says, you don't have to worry about it, because you don't care if it tears exactly. Sometimes it tears, it goes a little bit off the perforation. It doesn't bother you. You don't care. Just the preparations to make it easier. So, Shlom Zalman Shitasai, since it only means to separate it, and he's doing only, to make it easy to take it off. So, Meila, he holds that Smuta, then Shlom Zalman has on Abu Yashiv, that Smuta to separate on Shabbos. The same thing, Obir Machlaikas, Vishitasai, all Vishitasai, let me finish. Same thing with Shitasai, Obir, Shmir Shabbos quotes, in Perikteris, if you're, that let's say you have these small packets of sugar, or salt, or other things. What else do you have in the small packets? Pepper, black pepper, ketchup, yeah, oh yeah, right, ketchup, so on. Mustard they have in the small packets. So Shaila, can I open them on Shabbos? So, from Zalman holds, you're allowed to open it on Shabbos, lechatchila. And to empty it out, it's done in the chayshash of tomorrow. Elvad, you should be careful not to tear any osius. As long as you're careful not to tear any ICS or to tear pictures, so it shouldn't be Yisrael Meichik, which we'll soon talk about Meichik if I have a chance. There's another Machlaikis. However, the Machlaikis, if I tear usually on these small packets, it says tear along this tear here. Am I allowed to do it then or not? So it's a Machlaikis we should toss them. In the Sefer Pnima, if you're allowed to open it, which says to tear, you have to tear in a different place, or you're allowed to tear even a place that says tear here. So the Sefer Pnima, in the Mishnah Shom Zalman, in Sifkot and Pei, in Mishnah Chav Gimel, Sifkot and Pei, he brings down, Rabbi Yashin holds, is this again, Lishitasai, is this of Mechatech, because you're tearing a place which is easier for you to tear, goes a lot easier. However, Shom Zalman, in the Mishnah Shleima, in Chayabez, Sim Yudbez, and also Shmir Shabbos Perkei Sifkon Chafei, he's master for two reasons. He says, since it's das a person that the person doesn't care if it tears exactly, even goes cooked, it doesn't make a difference. There's all kavana, it's to get the food that's easy to, it's easy to tear, but he doesn't care how it tears, it only gets to the food. And secondly he says that the bag itself that holds the sugar, salt, the small packet, has no chivas whatsoever. Because you don't use it again, you throw it away. So it's powerful to reichel inside. So there is no way to korea, and there's no way to mechata, since he's not makbar amida. And again, the Shlom Zalman speaks it out again. There's a letter from Shlom Zalman, and pnimi amor and chaybez lichtav. One of the mechtavim there is lichtav chav gimel, and he says also the same thing, that it's okay to open these small packets. So mera, ledina is a big machlokes. Yesh mekilim, yesh machmirim. I tell people, when it comes to the feast pots, I tell them they shouldn't open on Shabbos. Why? Because there's a bigger shayla of makar patish. So Mela, I tell people to be machmir not to separate on Shabbos because of makar patish things. Huh?
To separate
one from another. But to open is okay. Open is no problem. Huh? Just the only thing to separate one from another, that you do on Shabbos, but to open the one itself, to open and get to the free spot, then it's okay. Huh? That's okay. It's only temporarily. What?
The child is using it as a
kli. He just asked me that. That's no problem, because it's only temporarily. You can throw it out afterwards. You're not going to save it. Yes.
What about one second.
Yeah,
what about the wine bottles they have the perforated side to pull the rip?
Again, no bit of my like this. According to Shlomo Zalman, yes. According to the perforated line, tear it somewhere else without tearing letters. According to Yashiv, I mean. Yashiv.
Letters. It's perforated
to tear here. But it says tear here. So according to Shlomo Yashiv, you should not tear here. According to Shlomo Zalman, you could.
What if
I mentioned before, he holds like a Shem Zalman. Okay, yeah. Huh?
How should he hold?
The Maskana, you can be Mako. You can make it like a Shem Zalman.
Huh? What about Kareem?
Now, the gate of pop cans, I tell people, better not to open it. However, if they do open it, don't drink from it. You should pour it into a cup. Shouldn't drink from it.
A single can is no problem, even though you're making a keli out.
It's not a keli, it's a keli beforehand.
Okay, now what do you do after one question? In show on Shabbos, they have the lollipops that the kids break open, the plastic, you know, it's a sealed plastic.
With the bag of lollipops, you mean?
Right. No, you have to open both, the bag and the individual.
The bag you should open before Shabbos.
Okay, and the individuals?
That's no problem, it's just to take, tear off the paper, it's okay.
Yeah,
as long as you don't tear any letters.
Like perperforated things that you make with some of the Zalman's make. What about the Mishnah Berurah's Kareyam Nasul Sake?
Huh?
What about Kareyam Nasul Sake? Why isn't it also on a perforated...
Because you should throw in the garbage afterwards.
With toilet paper, you're going to throw in the garbage?
Yeah, so...
So why aren't they... Because
there's a ticking right there. You're using the paper itself. Here you're not using the paper. You're throwing out the paper. All right? Yes.
Why is there a problem with Pampers that when the machine, you know, when the machine, the heat makes it, you say we have to open up the end?
It's better to open before. It depends how the company makes it. The paper diapers, yeah, I tell people the Chatzkiel Tish and Widenham, because the different companies make it different ways. Certain companies, it's open completely beforehand. And just because of the heat, it closes back again. So then there should be no problem. Certain ones, the way they cut it, it was never open completely. So never completely. So then you're finishing off on Shabbos.
You're not throwing it out, right?
Huh? We'll continue on next week. I didn't even get to open the... Okay. Next week, we know them. Yeah.